Vayechi Yaakov v'eretz Mitzrayim Shvasrei Shana. 17 years he lived in Mitzrayim. And it's an interesting, the significance of these 17 years. If you look in the Medrash, page 2, it says B'chayev hayadar b'tzipuri shvasrei shana. The Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi lived in Tzipuri 17 years. V'yakorei al atzma v'yichi Yaakov eretz Mitzrayim shvasrei shana v'chaya Yehuda b'tzipuri shvasrei shanin. He compared the 17 years of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, did a funny thing. He played he compared the pasuk to himself. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years. He says, and Yehuda lived in Tzipori 17 years. So what's the... What's the connection? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Yaakov Avinu. So we know Rav Wolfson points out on page 5 that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was some type of extension, Gilgul, whatever you want to call it, of Yaakov Avinu. That's why the word Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rashi Tevos, Neshama shel Yaakov Avinu. So what's the connection? And why Dafka in this pasuk? So first, if you look in the Sefer Sifzei Tzadik on page 2, page 4, I'm sorry, says that these 17 years of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in Tzipori were the 17 years of putting together Mishnais, Torah Shel Baal Peh. Rabbeinu Sidei Kol Mishnais, Ve'er Kol Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu was these 17 years of his learning, of what was then called Torah Shebichsav, even though Torah Shebichsav didn't really exist then, but he had 17 years of learning, of being Mashpia. In other words, this was his 17 years, these 17 years of his life were 17 years of tremendous learning of Yaakov Avinu. And it's parallel to the 17 years of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was Masakin the Mishnah in these 17 years. And that's what Rav Wolfson writes, that Rashi writes, that this parsha is stuma. Normally, you have at least an empty space of 9 letters between the end of one parsha and the beginning of another. And here, you don't have that. You have a little space, and then it begins Vayichi. So Rav Wolfson says an unbelievable thing. So what's the significance? The significance is that the words Vayichi Yaakov are written in the parchment of the Torah, which is supposed to be empty. And the idea is that Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, is supposed to be Bal Peh, but Rabbi Yehuda Anasi writes it down. So he's writing in a place that's not supposed to be written. And that's the significance. I mean, Rav Shechter pointed out there are two, you know, Gersos and the Geras of Rav Shri Ragon, whether Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Torah of the Mishnayis or just compilated and it was still Baal Peh. But assuming that he wrote it, so that's the significance, because this Parsha in the Torah is a Parsha where these words are written in a part of the parchment which is supposed to have been blank, because between the end of a parsha and the beginning is always supposed to be blank. And that's the and so what over here is the remez of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi writing down Torah Shebal Peh, because Vayichi Yaakov is he used that medrash, he used those psukim to speak about himself, that Vayichi Yehuda Bitzipori Shvashinim Shvashinim. Oh. So there was a recently published Sefer Al Torah from the late Rav Moshe Bick, who I was zocheh to know. He was a big poysek in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, then in Brooklyn. And they compiled Divrei Torah and the Parsha called Chaye Moshe. And then they ultimately married into his family. So he says, what's this Lashon Vayichi Yaakov? It's a funny Lashon. It should say Vayeshev Yaakov. Right? What is Yichi Yaakov? Usually when it says somebody's living in a Paris place, it says Vayeshev Yaakov. You know, it doesn't say Vayichi, right? In Parshas Vayeshev. What's this Lashon Vayichi Yaakov? And he says it's very interesting that by Yitzchak, he wanted to go to Mitzrayim because there was a famine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll tered Mitzrayim because you're an Ola Tamima. But by Yaakov, you see just the opposite. That he didn't want to go. Right? And Hashem says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll tera mirdor Mitzrayim. So Yitzchak wanted to go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him go. Yaakov says he doesn't want to go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I want you to go. So what's the pshat here? Two opposite scenarios. So he says, because Yitzchak was the Amur HaAvoda. He was a Korban, he was Avoda. So he thought that he could be Mekadosh Mitzrayim with his avoda. He says, no. Avoda has to be in a Mokum Kaddish. You're a Korban, you can't be in Mitzrayim. But Yaakov was what? He was Torah. Omer HaTorah. So he was afraid that he'll go to Mitzrayim and his learning will be shtered. He won't have good learning. He'll be deficient in his learning. So Hashem says no, that the Koyach HaTorah could even be in Mitzrayim. Korban, that's Eretz Yisrael. But Torah could be everywhere. And that's what the Gemara Menachos. B'chol Mokom, Pasuk Malachi, B'chol Mokom Mukar Mugash L'Shmi. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim Ma'oskim B'Torah B'Chol Mokum. Ma'ala Ani Aleihem Ki'ilu Maktirim Magishim L'Shmi." So even though the Beis Hamikdash was going to be only in Eretz Yisrael, so Avod is only Yisrael, but Torah is in every place. Torah is in every place. He says, and that's the pshat Because what does it mean Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim? So the Ravik quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach Yushmiris Nefesh on page 3. Says the din Talmid Shagola Liir Miklat, a Talmid that goes into Golus to an Ir Miklat, his Rebbe goes with him. Magli Rabbo Imo Shenemar V'chai Aselo Kadeshia V'chai, because he doesn't have a Rebbe, he's not going to learn. And the late Rav Goldvich from Keren B'Yavna always used to say an unbelievable thing on this Gemara, this Rambam. He said, what do you mean? I understand, in the Ir Miklat he can't find the Rebbe. In the Ari Halavim, they weren't Rebbeim. That he'll have Chiyas. Why does he have to take his Rebbe? The answer is, because he's going to learn better with his own Rebbe. So therefore, the fact that he'll learn less, that's the difference between Chai and not Chai. And that's why Maglin Rabbo Imo. V'chein harav shagolam Maglin Yeshivoso Imo. So he says, V'chai yibali chokhmo v'akshe below Talmud Torah kemisa chashuvin. That a person who's involved in learning and he can't learn, that's Misa. That's Misa. So Rav Bick says in the bottom of the third column of page 8, that's why Yechi Yaakov means that he was able to have his chiyus of learning even in Mitzrayim. Whereas we weren't interested to speak about that he lived in Mitzrayim. We want to know quality of life. Was it a chiyus? Did he lose out? That's why he was afraid to go. Hashem says, Altira, go. That's why Yechi Yaakov. That he got that same chiyus from, because he was able to learn. And that's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi parallels the 17 years of his end of his life to when he was in Tzipori and he was Mechaber the Mishnah. And Rav Bick quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. On the Pasuk, Haboim Yashresh Yaakov Yotzei Tzuforach Yisrael Molopnei Tevel Tenuva. So he says, what does this mean? Gemara says on page 10, Haboim Yashresh Yaakov Tani Rav Yosef Elo Talmidech Chom Shabobel Otsin Tzitzin Uprochim Latoyra. He says, these are the Talmidei Chachamim that are Oisek B'Torah and bring out new interpretations, seats, new drushes. And that was, as Rav Bick said, that was Iker Talmud Bavli. Because in Bavel, they were Oseik B'Torah perhaps more than Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Chasam Sofer, in Eretz Yisrael, you're involved in planting the ground, there's significance to that. But in Bavel, it's only Torah. So, Eilu Talmidei Chacham Bavel, and that was Vayichi Yaakov. That he had the Chiyus. He had the Chiyus. And we read in this week's Parsha, about Yisachar. Yisachar Chamor Gorim Roveitz Ben HaMishpesoyim. That Yisachar we know is the one, it's, you know, like Yisachar Zvulun, the one involved in Torah. He was involved in Torah. He took upon himself the yoke of Torah. And it's interesting, the Yalkut Ruveini points out on page 13, Yisachar Chomer Gorim Zu Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva was an extension, a Gilgal of Yisachar. And that's why, what does it say? Take a look here on page 14 in the bottom. He quotes from the Yalkut Ravaini B'Shem Makal HaMukos. That's why Rabbi Akiva says, when he said in Am Aretz, Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of his life was Am Aretz. He said, you'll give me a Talmid Chacham, the Gemara says in Pesachim Memtes, I'll bite him like a chamor. So that mead of chamor was the midah that he got from Yisachar. It just originally it was misguided. And then he used it to be the chamor, the one who's heaping upon himself, like chamor has packages upon packages on top of the chamor. So that's the learning upon learning that he has. And what's the midah of Rabbi Akiva? So we know the Gemara says that on page 19, the Gemara in Menachas on Chavtesim at base, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shasha Allah, Moshe Lamora, Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoshev Koser, Ksarim Losios. That Hashem made the crowns, right? We have the tagim, the crowns on the letters. So Amar Lafad of Ribbono Shel Mi Makav Yotcha, Amar Lo, Adam Echad Yesha Osid Lios Mesof Kamadoros, Akiva Ben Yosef Shemo, She Osid Lidrosh Al Kol Kotz V'Kotz Tilim V'Tilim Shel Halachas. That he was able to darshan on every kotz, every crown, every thing, many, many halachas. And in fact, the Or Chaim HaKadosh points out, that there seems to be a steer in the Medrash. Because there's a famous Medrash on page 15 in Achrei Mos that says, the last three words, Afilu Mashal Talmid Vosigosid Lomar L'Rithnei Rabu Kulam Nemu L'Moshe B'Sinai, that any Chiddush that's going to be said throughout the generations was already given to Moshe at Har Sinai. However, there's another medrash in Chukas on page 17 that says Shekvar Sisi l'Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverev Dvarim Shalom Niglu l'Moshe Niglu l'Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverev. And here you have another medrash that says that Rabbi Akiva got things that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. So what's the pshat? So the Rechaim HaKadosh on page 20 says beautifully that the answer is like this. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu got everything. But the one thing that Moshe didn't have that Rabbi Akiva had is Moshe, you know, there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And a lot of Torah Shebalpeh is merumas in Torah Shebichsav. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know necessarily of the last line. Lo l'dil Moshe kol macha nosen lo balpeh heichen urumus b'Torah Shebichsav. That Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the halachas of Torah Shebalpeh, but he didn't know how it was necessarily derived from the Torah Shebichsav. And that Rabbi Akiva had. Rabbi Akiva knew, oh, this halacha that we learned in the Gemara, that's from the extra crown that was on this letter, or something like that. And that's what Rav Bik said, quotes that Gemara, Yotzi Tzuforach. And that's Amelus HaBatorah. Because when you Omel Batorah, it's like you squeeze it out. You squeeze every word, every letter. You know, you don't run through it. You work on it, and you understand how everything is in this pasuk. You know what you learn out, and that requires tremendous amelus. And it's interesting that we know that in the month of Teves, there were certain things that were problematic that happened. You know, Asara B'Teves, of course, is tomorrow. The base. The wall of Yerushalayim was gone into. But the 8th of Teves, what happened on the 8th of Teves? So the 8th of Teves, the Torah, that's what it says in the Megillah, the Torah was translated into Greek. And there was Choshech in the world, and look in Masechah Sofrim on page 21. Maisa beches kedim shekosu l'talbe melchas ator yivonis v'yom kosher l'Yisrael k'yom shanasa bo egel shlohoysa ator yicholo l'targem kol tzorch. So what was so bad? The 8th of Tevis, the Torah was translated into Greek. So why is that so bad? And it was darkness in the world, and it was like worst thing, like the day of the Chet HaEgel. So the Chasam Sofer says on page 22, quoted in the Sefer Chazon LeMoed, Hinei ra umar batokas ato yivonis, well, chol oshon, because you know why? Ki biyos ator ksuv b'lshon shenemar mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu rikipati shipotzit tzela. In other words, the fact that the Torah is written the way it is in Hebrew with the same type of letters and crowns, you can learn out so many halachas just from this particular word. But once you translate it, you lose all the ramazim, because you don't have the word whatever word you have in Chumash, Yaakov, Arboim has, you learn something maybe from the Aleph, from the Beis. You write 40, that's not Arboim. You don't have all those ramazim. So when it's miturgam into another language, you lose out all the tagim, all the references, all the deeper meaning that you darshan from that particular Hebrew word is lost out. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was all about. Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan. Rav Shechter once mentioned that some say over on the pasuk HaGesher B'kirbuch HaYala Mala Mala V'Ata Tala Mata Mata, that Rav Shechter quoted from one of the Sfarim, that Mala Mala is the Tagim, and the Ger is Rabbi Akiva is able to darshan the Tagim, and that's what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, that we are able to see things that Rabbi Akiva knew not only the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, but where there are merumas in Torah Shebiksav. And that requires a melus to see, to appreciate the nuances. You want to understand it as much as you can. And in the Sefer Chazon LeMoed says that the four things that happened in the month of Tevis, on the 8th of the month, the Torah was translated into Greek. And the 9th of the month, Ezra HaSofer died. And Asar B'Tevis, of course, was the breach of Yerushalayim. The siege around Yerushalayim. And all these things brought choshech to the world. And he says in the Megillas Tainis, it says, Gozu Tainis al Tisha B'Tevis Nolad Oso Ha'ish. Oso Ha'ish was born. Tisha B'Tevis. And all these things brought darkness, as he explains, because the Ches B'Tevis was the munition of Torah Shebaal Peh, because you couldn't darshan all coats of the coats. And the siege around Yerushalayim ultimately resulting in the destruction. All these things brought to minimize the Or HaTorah. The translation, then later of Oso Ish, Ezra Sofer was the one who gave us, we received from him the Tzuras Osios, right? The type of the tsurav we learn from that as well. And the Asar B'Tevis is the beginning of the Churban Habayis. Shulam Baruch B'Tchor T'chila. He quotes, all this is quoted in the Sefer Chazon L'Moed. And all this is there was a lack of Torah. Bayis Rishon was Nechrov for Gimel Averis. And the Gemara says in Nedarim was because Shalom Baruch Hu Batorah Tchila. The answer is that what caused that they violated the Gimel Averis is because they were Mevatel their Eisek HaTorah. So all these things, Churban, the beginning of the Churban, Oso Aish, the translation of Torah to Yevonis, the death of Ezra Sofer teaches us what an Os looks like, all took away from the Torah. Because in life, Rabosai, you want to have a real Chias, you want to really enjoy life, you're Oisik B'Torah. Even if you're not Oisik full time, you kovei itim where you mamish, you get a chias from learning, and that's what Yaakov was afraid, as Rabbik said, to go to Mitzrayim. But Hashem said, "Don't worry," and this is the fulfillment. Vayichi Yaakov, he had a chias, he had a real life that was real living, just like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, those 17 years of mechibur hamishnayis, that was real living, and that's why Rabbi Wolfson said it's written in those, that line that's supposed to be blank. Is where the remez of the Mishnah is. Of a Vechaya Yehuda B'tzipori Shvasre Sunin. And that's if you want, and that's what the Rambam writes. That a person, Balei Chochma, Umvaksheh, below Talmud, Kemisa Chashuvim. Misha Chashuvim. And that's the, like I heard of Avram Friedman said from Rav Perlow, you want to have Olam Hazeh, forget Olam Haba. You want Olam Hazeh. You learn a Rabbi Kiv Eger. You learn an Orach Chaim HaKadosh. You learn a Magen Avram. You get Olam Hazeh. You get a real Chiyas. Vayichi Yaakov. And then you learn it well and you're involved. And that's Rabbi Akiva, the cornerstone of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yotzei Tzuforach. That he's Darshan in Tilim V'Tilim Halochas. And that's from Yisachar. He comes from Yisachar, who was the Amud of Torah, who was the Chomor Gorim, who originally Rabbi Akiva was misguided. He says, "Meet Nenu Talmachacha Vashchenu Kechamor," and then he becomes the Amud of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's our life. Faith should be patterned for the good part of Yaakov's life. Yaakov had a very hard life, as he mentioned in last week's parsha, as he mentioned. But this was the ikar of his life. Those 17 years of learning, of chias, of simchas haTorah, of simchas haChayim, and we should all be zocha to that in whatever way we can, because that's the true chias in life. People who missed out in the years of learning, okay, you know, they're all good and you can always learn. Never say too late. But these years that you were now to learn Rabbi Akiva Eger and a Rabbi Chaim and to really chazer it and understand it, that's the Ikra Chias, Simchas HaChaim. That's Vayichi Yaakov. That's the Chias, like Rabbi said. He was afraid. And the Torah's made, Hashem's promise came true. That the Torah he had continued. And it was Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvasrei Shana. V'hoya Yehuda B'tziporin, Shvasrein Shnin.